Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Star Trek games tend to get a bit of a bad rap. Something that doesn't help in one of the latest releases was an astonishingly bad movie tie-in that tried to turn the Star Trek experience into a third-person shooter with elements of the mythology thrown in as an afterthought. The controls were clunky, the scripting was utterly dreadful, and the only person more bored than the players were the voice actors. And lump in the fact that Star Trek Online creaks around the edges and offers a welcome as jarring as a box of live grenades, and you've got one hell of an ongoing franchise problem, at least when it comes to video games. But here's the thing, Star Trek is huge, and between Discovery and Picard, it's currently having its own little resurgence. Oh no, I know, I can hear you now.
But Ewan, there aren't any good Star Trek games, and to that I say, you're half right.
Star Trek doesn't have as prestigious a history as Star Wars does in the gaming medium, but that only means you have to appreciate these gems just a little bit more, because they do exist, and yes, they're all really fun. So, with all that said, I'm Ewan, it's time to move ahead at Warp Factor 1, and here are the 10 best Star Trek video games. Brackets, yes, they do exist. Number 10, Star Trek Bridge Crew. Starting us off is a little game called Star Trek Bridge Crew, a game I only got to experience once at a friend's house because I don't have VR, and well, I imagine it was entertaining enough, given I really want to give it another go after singing a few Romulan ales with the hashtag boys. Bridge Crew is a 2017 Ubisoft title where you take control of your own Starfleet starship, called the USS Aegis. It's set in the Kelvin timeline, so the Abramsverse, which is bound to upset series purists, but it's still a great time. Plus, it has a next generation add-on. Gameplay isn't remarkably deep, but praise must be given to Ubi for trying something immersive with the license, which not a lot of Trek games have really tried. The whole point of a good Star Trek game should be to let fans live the dream of being on a starship. Bridge Crew doesn't have the AAA resources to make it happen, quite, but it is a step in the right direction and a pleasant enough distraction if you've ever wanted to get incredibly angry with your engineer for not diverting power to the right places, thus endangering the lives of everyone on your vessel. No, I'm not talking to Cleary anymore, he knows what he did. Number 9, Star Trek Online. Star Trek Online is a difficult game to place. On the one hand, it's another World of Warcraft clone which, after a decade on the market, no longer holds quite the same interest as it once did. On the other, it's a perfect amalgamation of massively multiplayer elements with the Star Trek universe, differentiating itself in a crowded marketplace by being an MMORPG that switches between third-person ground-based combat and visually stunning ship-to-ship battles. However, STO suffers from one of the main drawbacks of a 10-year-old MMORPG, and that many of the players have been playing it for all that time, making it difficult for new players to get into the game. That being said, in terms of its size and the ability to go anywhere, do anything, and participate in stories with other players, Star Trek Online is up there among the best Star Trek games ever made. With its community-based Foundry writing collective, there is always brand new content being released into the game for players to get their teeth into, and for those looking for a continuation of the Star Trek they know and love. The game is set around 20 years after Star Trek Nemesis, then Star Trek Online is a must-play. Number 8, Away Team. Away Team might be seen as one of the more unconventional entries on this list. Taking the accepted Star Trek canon, ripping it up, throwing it into a bin, setting said bin on fire, and then launching its ashes out of a cannon into the sun, this strategy game from Activision went out of its way to make Star Trek vibrant and exciting at a time when the franchise was floundering. With an excellent story that focused on a conspiracy to take over Starfleet, Away Team gave you a slew of characters with real depth, unusual for Star Trek games at the time. The heady mix of real-time strategy, turn-based combat, and top-down stealth sections made this entry something truly unique in Star Trek video game canon, a game which relied on timing and tactical thinking on the ground rather than in space. It took some getting used to with a fairly clunky control scheme, but given a bit of time, Away Team really came into its own. One definite highlight was the level design, with a particularly lush representation of Starfleet Academy, just one example of the depth of thought put into the game by developers Reflexive. Number 7, Starfleet Command. Based on the tabletop game Star Trek Battles, Starfleet Command was a bit of a strange experience in that it had no story campaign. You took over the running of a variety of different ships from different playable races, including Human, Starfleet, Klingon, Romulan, and the Gorn, if you ever wanted to play as the Rubber Man from the original series. You know the one, he has the rock, throws it, Kirk does his little two-handed fist thing. I really don't think that would work. Question the logic of a 50-year-old show. Most of the missions involved attacking targets and ensuring you disabled them while achieving secondary objectives and managing your ship's primary systems. For the late 90s, this was a fairly impressive feat, but it was the depth to which you could control the function of their vessels that won over a lot of Star Trek fans in the long run. Many games before and after from a variety of different franchises have really simplified what is required to run a starship, but it was Starfleet Command that first captured the complex nature of keeping a vessel flying, which Trek fans had been lusting after for years. It was simple, it was effective, and it spawned 3 sequels. Can't say fairer than that. Number 6, Star Trek Armada. For the 2 or 3 fans of real-time strategy games still left in the world, Star Trek Armada is enough to make you weak at the knees. With an interface reminiscent of Command & Conquer and a relatively simple, accessible tech tree, it was the go-to game for fans of Star Trek ship-on-ship combat for many, many years. Sure, a lot of the tactics were based on getting as many Sovereign and Defiant classes as you could fit onto the screen and then diving through a wormhole, but there was something incredibly satisfying about being able to come out of a skirmish with one limping steamrunner ship, before building back up until you're able to take on the universe yet again. Oh, and you can name every ship you build, which is a certainly effective way to get more involved. Number 5, Klingon Academy. Klingon Academy is much loved among Star Trek fans as it put you in the shoes of Torlek, a young Klingon officer whose sole purpose is to destroy the decadent Federation dogs and everything they stand for. It marked a massive break from tradition in Star Trek video games as it took the focus away from Starfleet and made them, along with some others, the primary antagonists of the game. Aside from just being a huge improvement over its predecessor, Starfleet Academy, it also won a lot of fans amongst the Star Trek community for its portrayal of Klingon culture and the characterization of its main protagonists. Not to mention the fact that, for a game released in 1996, it featured stunning graphics and incredibly detailed ship damage, a winner for any Trek fan. Although the game went gold, Interplay sacked the entire development staff and effectively ended support for it far too early. A real shame when you consider what could have been coming from the studio these days. Number 4, 25th Anniversary and Judgment Rights. The next 2 entries are basically the same game with a few years and a generation between them. Star Trek 25th Anniversary may have a rubbish name, but along with its sequel, which is also included here, it's one of the finest games to bear the license ever, marking a departure from the text-based Humdrum Affairs of the past. Both adventure games, which played out as a series of episodes, told the story of the last 2 years of the Enterprise's 5-year mission, where Kirk and his crew take on a variety of different challenges and travails, which are not quite as random as the player might think. Set within a pixelated universe and split between away team action and ship-to-ship combat sequences, which are still challenging even to this day, 25th Anniversary and Judgment Rights are must-plays for any Trek fan. Number 3, Star Trek The Next Generation, A Final Unity. A game which is incredibly similar in style to the previous entry concerns the crew of The Next Generation. A Final Unity was the sequel to the often overlooked Futures Past, and refined many of the adventure game elements found in both 25th Anniversary and that game. You take on the crew of the Enterprise as they investigate a way to prevent a war on the planet Garrett. Part of the beauty of this story was the way that the Garridian refugees who board the ship in the first mission become integral to the story. Couple that with the little jump of joy that you get from hearing Data's tricorder while you scan a particularly tricky puzzle, and you've got a game that really captures the essence of TNG. A massive boon of this game is that the entire cast of The Next Generation reprised their roles, and although the graphics are quite rudimentary by today's standards, the game still has a certain feeling of immersion whenever you hear Patrick Stewart telling you to make it so. Number 2, Star Trek Voyager Elite Force. Now we're getting down to brass tacks. There are bound to be people flabbergasted that Elite Force has missed out on the top spot. This first-person shooter really broke the mold of Star Trek games and brought the action up to a frantic pace for the first time ever. Elite Force is one of the most positively received Star Trek games of all time and manages to balance the Trekkie side of the game with the run-and-gun action beautifully. You take on the role of a member of Voyager's Hazard Team, a completely made-up group which takes on the big problems that the normal security teams can't really solve. Armed with numerous gadgets, rifles, and often high explosives, the game has a bit of a Quake feel to it while remaining true to its Star Trek roots. For fans of Trek, and fans of first-person shooters, Elite Force is a must-play, even if it is a little weird to have such an action-heavy title. And number 1, Bridge Commander. Let's get this out of the way immediately. Star Trek Bridge Commander is a mess. It's buggy, laggy, weirdly laid out, and the character models look terrible. But it's still also the best Star Trek game ever made, so... Most Star Trek fans are captivated by the idea of being captain of their own ship, making decisions that affect their crew and blowing up badass space monsters with massive torpedoes. Bridge Commander delivers that by putting players in the first-person silent protagonist role of the captain of the USS Dauntless, and giving them the opportunity to carve out their own part of the Star Trek story. By issuing orders to your crew on the bridge through simple dialogue boxes, the orders are actually delivered by your first officer, you become the focal point for the story while engaging in ship-to-ship combat in a style which is completely unique to Bridge Commander and truly captures the essence of Trek itself. A still active modding community has improved the graphics to no end and added many high-resolution bridges and ships to the game, which also features a skirmish mode alongside its story. The main issue with a lot of Trek games is that they only really focus on one aspect of being in Starfleet, when really they need to do everything. Something like Mass Effect combined with Bridge Commander would be so, so great, so hopefully someone will make a title like that in the future.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.